Forgiving, is that possible? Forgiving is a beautiful principle until we come to the crossroads in life where we actually have to forgive someone. A few years ago, we were invited to a Punjabi Sikh family get-together. The mother, brothers and sisters, and the grandchildren were present. Suddenly, the grandmother, who was 93, speaks up and says, "Mr. Johan, can you please give us a lecture on religion?" "On what subject, ma'am? Shall I speak about forgiveness?" Everyone sat up and the mother said, "Please continue." I realized that it was a touchy subject in the family and I explained, "Forgiveness becomes easier when you yourself are forgiven. We are all sinners and deep down in our hearts, we know that we need forgiveness from God." One of the brothers asked, "Okay, but what do we actually need to do and how do we take concrete steps to start the process of forgiving someone?" I answered, "Our words are real things, so you start by saying out loud, 'I forgive them,' or 'I forgive her or him.'" The grandmother pipes up and I said, "Never will I do that." "Ma'am, as humans, we want to get even. I can see that you have a beautiful family. Maybe someone cheated you out of money or land, or maybe a close family member took advantage of you when you were young. Thoughts like, 'I would have never done that,' make it difficult to forgive. Reasoning like, 'They need to know how it feels. And can you imagine what they did to me?' These are very human thoughts, and that's why we need God's help. Do you by any chance have any candles in the home? We need one big candle and a small candle for each of us. Gurmeet, run to the shop and get a box of candles." It didn't take long before we were sitting in the next room, all holding a candle and looking at a big candle burning on the coffee table in the center of the room. This big candle represents the Lord Jesus. We will light our candle one by one to the big candle and we'll say out loud, "I forgive them." I started with an opening prayer, I lit my candle, and I said, "I forgive them." Two others followed, and then it was grandmother's turn. It was quiet, and the atmosphere was charged. "I know, ma'am, how difficult it is for us as humans to say these words, but may I take the liberty to pray for you?" She nodded quietly. "Dear Jesus, I pray for this dear lady who I have the honor to be with today. And I ask you at this moment to come to her aid and send her your help to take the first step in the process of forgiveness so you can start the healing that forgiveness will bring in her life." It was again quiet, and then the words came, "I forgive them." It was one of those moments when you get goosebumps all over. We finished the circle, and afterwards, the grandmother disappeared into her bedroom. When I finished my tea, I went to see her. She was lying quietly on her bed. "Are you all right, ma'am?" "Mr. Johan, I don't know what happened to me. I feel so different. I feel so light." "Mother, this is the love of Jesus that you are experiencing. No more words were needed. We just held hands. You never so touch the ocean of God's love as when you forgive and love your enemies," says Corrie ten Boom. We forgive, but we will not forget. What this means is that we have buried the hatchet, but we have left the handle sticking out, so we can grab it at any time and start the whole process of getting even over again, along with all the pain that we previously experienced. Corrie ten Boom also says, "God buries our sins in the depth of the sea and then puts up a sign, 'No fishing.'" When we forgive, we make a transaction with God and give the whole messy kit and caboodle into His capable hands, trusting Him to take care of it. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. The temptation of not forgiving. It says in Matthew 18:21 and 22, "Then came Peter to Jesus and he said, 'Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till 7 times?' Jesus said unto him, I am not telling you until seven times, but until 70 times seven. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches us to pray, "Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil," it says in Matthew 6, 12 and 13. If we fall for a temptation of not forgiving, we will in all probability not be delivered from the evil thoughts that are haunting us. The Lord's Prayer explains the consequences of us not forgiving and puts the responsibility right into our lap. If we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Matthew 6, 14 and 15. Then Corrie ten Boom meets her Nazi officer. This man had been a Nazi guard in Ravensbrück concentration camp where we were sent. Corrie lost her sister in that atrocious camp. Now in 1947, 2 years after the war, he was in front of me, she says. He had his hand thrust out, and I stood there with coldness clutching my heart. And again the hand came out, and he said, "Will you forgive me?" I had to do it, I knew that. But forgiveness is not an emotion, I knew that too. Forgiveness is an act of the will, and the will can function regardless of the temperature of the heart. "Jesus, help me," I prayed silently. "I can lift my hand, I can do that much, but you supply the feeling." And so, woodenly, mechanically, I thrust out my hand in the one stretched out to me. And as I did, an incredible thing took place. The current started in my shoulder. It raced down my arm, sprang into our joined hands. And then this healing warmth seemed to flood into my whole being, bringing tears to my eyes. "I forgive you, brother," I cried with all my heart. For a long moment, we grasped each other's hands, the former guard and the former prisoner. I had never known God's love so intensely as I did then. Forgiveness is setting a prisoner free, Corrie says, only to find out that the prisoner was me. What if I am plagued by memories? The enemy of our soul will not allow us to forget the hurtful incidents that easy, and will try to jog our memory time and again. Yet every time the spiteful event comes back to mind, then close that door and say, "I have forgiven them and I will stick to my word." Say it out loud so God can hear it, the devil can hear it, and most important, you will hear it and declare to yourself that you will honor your word. Then we have the Amish Massacre. This is adapted from an article by Professor Donald B. Craybill. The world was outraged by the senseless assault on 10 Amish girls in the one-room West Nickel Mine School. Then questions shifted to the Amish. How could they cope with such an unprecedented tragedy? The Amish don't argue with God. Such resolve enables them to move forward, letting the analysis rest in the hands of God, without the endless paralysis that asks why. Make no mistake, death is painful. Many tears are shed. The pain is sharp in the hearts of the Amish mothers and fathers, like it would in any other parents. Surely some anger, at least some grudges, are justifiable in the face of such a slaughter. A frequent phrase in the Amish life is "forgive and forget." The Amish try to practice Jesus' admonition to turn the other cheek, to love one's enemies, to forgive 70 times 7, and to leave the vengeance to the Lord. Retaliation and revenge are not part of their vocabulary. Gandhiji said, "The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is an attribute of the strong." First we're seeking forgiveness, and then we have the joy of being forgiven. Forgiveness is the key that unlocks the door of resentment and the handcuffs of hatred. It is the power that breaks the chains of bitterness and the shackles of selfishness. please read When Enough is Enough, The Whipping Boy. Learning to forgive will help you to remove a major roadblock to your success. At the website johanpeters.in, you find leaflets like these on many subjects, from creation to carbon dating to giants to Noah's Ark to your RFID implant, from the Antichrist to Kingdom Come, plus a good study Bible. Choose from 9 books. Other sites sell my books, but on this site, all downloads are free so you can pass them on. No strings attached, no cookies, and no info requests. Drop me a line if you can. info@johanpeters.in